There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Yeah. I did. I knocked one. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day.
Because they're getting knocked now.
Huh?
They're getting knocked now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't nothing new. But it's a cold twist to it. It ain't game no more.
No.
It's insanity.
No. Yeah. No,
you feel me? So y'all know I'm going to have to sprinkle. I got to lace us.
I got to tell the truth.
There's too many of us out here. We dying and don't even know why the hell we living.
Come on. For real.
I love what y'all got going.
Thank you.
I love it, sir. And y'all get to sit around and just kick it. Y'all getting paid and traveling the world, kicking it.
I mean, look at the work we do outside the camera. I had to find you.
But I'm saying it's a part of your journey, your passion. You ain't out somewhere doing something because you got to get paid.
Yeah.
And you ain't knocking somebody over the head. I can't stand a thief. Hey, no disrespect, but that ain't no game. And I get upset every time when you walk. See, y'all don't have it that much. But in the town, man, they busting the windows and robbing people's cars like it ain't nothing, bro.
Man, they doing it here. I know y'all.
They doing it here, man. Man, they doing it bad out there, bro.
They got to bring the National Guard out there.
Man, it's bad. But we, like the brother said, as a culture, we didn't let shit get out of hand. We letting the Asians become the mayors. They running everything and letting us run ourselves into the ground.
Right.
You feel me? And we don't have the mentality
because we stuck on I gotta get mine to see the game being played on us. Yeah, and man, it's a cold piece.
Because I know you've been seeing it change.
Is this everybody?
Seen it change,
man,
yes.
This everybody?
It ain't, you know.
All right, we'll turn the cameras on.
Do what you gotta do to keep your energy.
Clax, play me some Pimpin', man.
Yeah, yeah.
You finna go?
Motherfucker walk up and he ain't get a contact for real. I thought by when I walked in, everybody had a blood. You feel me?
Hey, crazy part, we was doing this before the cameras. We was doing this in his living room. Okay. We was doing this in goddamn, yeah.
Everywhere. It's a mobile
everybody
party.
Blood.
We've been international.
You feel me?
See, yeah, we got music for every culture, bro.
Okay.
See? You don't even know what that is right there.
It came on like the
80s. Beady, beady, bum, bum. Yeah. I put Celine on there. Beady, beady, bum, bum. You don't even know. I'm gonna hit two cultures with that one. It's gonna be, well, I'm gonna hit the Africans, the African Americans, the Asians, and the Hispanics.
Whoa.
What's anybody up from the Western Pacific Islands gonna feel that?
Whoa. What about the Samoans?
Lower Mexico. Okay. Most definitely.
All my
Guadalajara, Guadalajara, ah! See, that's gonna go crazy. I might put Future on there. I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just to get the Hawaiians on it, I might throw a little ukulele in there. You see how it came in right when I...
There you go.
Don't play with me, man.
That's it right there.
You don't even hear the little oboe overtones on there. That's the oboe.
No, that's the Andre 3000 flute.
Exactly. That's who really need to be on it.
Man, that boy a beast. That's an artist for real.
Man, one I let him do whatever he wanted. If I had an album,
man, come on,
and he said,
bro,
hey, I want to
just
talk.
Just leave him in the room.
I want to hug.
You know, just give him some water and some weed.
Yeah.
And go about
he don't want no weed.
He don't want no weed.
He don't want no weed.
That's what's
he probably saying. Won't record in the studio if somebody smoked in there that week.
Oh, he didn't got that. He went over there.
He is weed.
Hey, this is a great song.
I caught that.
Instrumental to do the intro today. Because
it sounds royal.
It sounds real royal.
Real regal.
Real regal. It sounds like it got some prestige to it. It sounds like it done stood the test of time and aged like a fine cognac.
Come on.
Now, we really thought we were doing something when we were bringing our ghetto legends.
Come on.
On the show.
Come on. In turn,
but
we learned about more ghetto legends.
Through one of our ghetto legends, he told us some of the most magnificent tales.
Oh, come on, man.
Of black man-ism.
Ism.
Made me go do my research, my homework. I had to search high and low.
It hit different.
It hit different. I had my glasses on. I was real studious with this because I couldn't believe the things that was saying this man, his legend procedure. Some of the coldest tales of street adventures. You see where I clean that up? Street adventures. From middle school to the streets to the town business.
Town business, baby.
None other than OG. Frank the Bank.
Yeah!
Frank the Bank. Come on, man.
Welcome to the 85
Welcome,
South Show.
Man. Welcome.
I feel at home, baby. Yeah.
You are at home.
Yes, yeah. I am.
You yeah. are at
yes,
home.
Yes, I am.
How you been?
Man, I've been good, man. You know what I'm saying? Sticking and moving, moving and grooving. You know what I'm saying? No faking it. You know what I'm saying? Shaking it, baby.
Yeah. Come on,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So it's an honor. You know what I'm saying? I didn't come to riddle and rhyme, but I'm in my time. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? With the freaky tail yeah, shots out on, the too man. Short.
Most yeah. definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly who put us up on you.
And the coldest part about it, it was a little bit over a year, and he told you to give shots out to my boy, Kenny Red, rest in peace. Yeah. It's a year and a month, yeah. you know what I'm saying, when this show had aired, so it ain't by chance that I'm here.
Right.
You feel me? And sitting on this couch, man, y'all know y'all crazy as fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, you know I'm spoiled, right? Okay? So, you know, the manager, she hooked me, you know, which is my wife, you know, the game didn't change, all right? Hello. Right. The kids send me now, you know, I got four daughters
yeah.
and two sons. One of my sons, shouts out Jug, he's still in the game, you know what I'm saying? He pivoting 90 going north. I ain't, you know, hey, get do what you do. But it's a difference now, you know what I'm saying? Because like when I was coming up in the game, wasn't no trafficking. We wasn't hijacking hoes, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm out of Oakland, if anybody didn't know. The big O, baby. So like we, you know, you got down or got laid down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna drop no names, but there was a lot of them that was in the game. They was trying to get me to be on Nate thing, you know what I'm saying? I started pimping at 14. I started hinting pimping at 14. I started full-fledged pimping at 15.
Hold on, you got what's the hint?
Well, the hinting is when you trying to get the girl to go, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you sneaking out your mama house, you know what I'm talking about? Because I still was in school.
Yeah.
So I'm sneaking out of mom's house, you know what I'm saying? Tiptoeing, ain't got a job, ain't got no car yet, yeah. but I got a boy that got a car. That's what I'm talking about, hinting.
Okay.
And then I'm getting over to the
okay.
track, you know
okay.
what I'm talking about? And I got all them grown men trying to, you know, tell me to get in their car and try to spit at me so they can get my game.
Gotcha.
So I'm hinting pimping. I'm learning the game, you know what I'm saying? But I'm self-employed, you know what I'm saying? So it took me, you know what I'm saying, go through that little trimester. Then by 15, brother, look here, I was too deep. Because I felt like, one, she might get jealous, might try to, you know, play them emotional games. But if I got two, that's going to keep her busy. You feel me? Keep it in competition. So I always had the mindset of an entrepreneur, not an entrepreneur nigga, as an entrepreneur.
Right.
You know, I always had the mindset in the town. It made me grow up fast. In my household, everybody thought they was, you know, like, you look like me. You want to be a player, a gangster, whatever. I didn't have no dad in the house that, you know, was teaching me how to take care of the women or be, you know what I'm saying, decent in the community. I had hustlers, I had gangsters around me, so that's what happened to me. And when I looked up, you know what I'm saying, I went from, I used to dance and whatnot, so I went from Pony Express to Playboy Smith to Frank the Bank.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, it was two of them. Check this out, G, what would you have did? I'm 15 years old. I'm 14, going on 15. I got a 22-year-old and a 24-year-old telling me I could do it. Now, I'm still a baby. Now, everybody want to throw stones and whatnot at the PIMPs. But the women got something to do with this stuff, too, and it's a different stories out there.
Right.
But at 14, I got a 22-year-old and a 24-year-old telling me I can do it. And by, did I say they was fine?
You ain't even touched on that yet, nah.
The sisters was fine. So the next day, they come through, and they got, I didn't know then, it was called traps. You know, I had one, I ain't gonna never forget it as long as I'm black. I had one give me $325 and the other one gave me $227. And I wasn't even pimping yet, but I didn't understand what it was at $227. How come it wasn't $230? How come it wasn't $240, $250? That's when I knew I had it in me, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, it's some money missing, man. It's some money missing. You know what I mean?
$227,
you feel me? I'm like, this whole been up in it. You know what I'm saying? She didn't stop that doggy dying or something, you know? That's how my brain started working. So bless God, man, when I looked up, I was in it to win it, you know?
Oh,
straight up, you know? Wasn't no sugarcoating, wasn't no plan. I'm sneaking out the house. I'm going to school in the daytime, getting my grades, doing everything. And as one of y'all said, I wondered, was he pimping on the teacher?
Yeah.
wasn't pimping on the teacher, but I checked the money because I used Moms. I said Moms had one of them PGE bills that need to be paid. And the teacher, you know, women let you know when they like you. See, we all think that, you know, we running shit, we big time, we this, we that. Man, them women running it.
Right.
Check this out, man. They already done sized you up and know if they gonna mess with you or not. How many of y'all ever been to a club and you scared to walk across the floor to ask mama she go dance? Because, you know, she might tell you she don't want to. She already know before you get across that floor she gonna dance with you or not.
She did something to pull you over there most of the time.
Man, they run the show. We ain't running shit. Did I say that out loud? They ain't running nothing. They run this.
That's real, though. That's real.
Straight up. They run this.
I believe that.
You know? So my journey and, you know, like I told that, I said it went from pimping to parenting to the pulpit.
Right. Wow.
I kept the P in it.
Yeah.
You feel me? I kept the P in it, baby.
They had the PPP before the PPP.
You know?
No, you just don't understand. For our generation, it's just like, just to talk to somebody who was out there. At the height of...
And still out there.
Yeah.
I still gotta, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here. Like, when I say y'all crazy, like, I ain't never paid my own fare to go nowhere. Hello.
That's pimping.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? But I believe in y'all. Let me take these off so you can see my eyes. I believe in y'all. And I love what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? And when Short came on the show, in case somebody didn't see it, Short said, protect the bag.
Yeah.
We always been the bag and don't even know it. Why you think they go out their way to kill us and devise us and murder us and lynch us? Y'all know why I got this crown on? Because my spirit man asked me, would I stop playing with being a king and be a king? He say, and my spirit man, because I don't look for the Jesus in the sky and all, I don't do all that. I've been there, seen that, done that. Don't fit me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You feel me? So I know I'm a God in this earth realm. And then my spirit man say, will you stop playing? You're a leader. I done brought you through all this and you put the crown on for entertainment. He say, but will you wear it for my name's sake? In a time when people that look like you being choked out. Remember the brother out of New York got choked out just for having a cigarette, selling the cigarettes? So in my spirit, man, I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I told my family we was going on a cruise. My son did not like it. Oh my God, he was not cool with it. So I had to do the teaching and the educating that black man. You know, we are who we are as royalty. We didn't start this from slavery, and I know that's what they teach you in school, and you are uncomfortable when you're sitting in them desks and hearing and they mocking us and whatnot. I said, but let me lace you up, little daddy. And it took about 8-9 months for him to feel good with wearing his crown without me telling him, man, I'm finna go, you coming? Because I didn't want to be in public with mine on and my little daddy didn't have his on, but I couldn't force it on him. So I had to keep educating them as I was being educated. It ain't for a look, it's for the hook. Because my people need to see that we are royalty. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody say nothing to the other culture, the turbans. What are they again? Yeah, them brothers and sisters. Don't nobody ask them why you got that on. And I tell y'all, in the 3 years, I think going on 4 years now, I've been rocking it. I ain't even had a handful to, you know, get at me like, oh, is that a Burger King? You know, every now and then I got to check them about, oh, I like your hat. No, it ain't a hat. It's a crown. It's a crown for real. And I've been crowned while I'm living, while I'm here. You know, as I come through the game, the insane and the membrane, you know what I'm saying? 16 years in and out of crack. You feel me? 5 years of being in day prison. 5 years, what was that? 13 different prisons, 9 different county jails, 4 attempts on my life, and 2 of them, the guards was involved. So I'm not sitting on y'all couch, man, just acting like, you know, whoa. No, it's a story up in this mother. You feel me? And I'm blessed to be on this couch, man, straight up. When the brother first got at me, We're going to talk to him later on. He rude to the mother. I ain't going to say no names or point no producers or nothing. Now, you feel me? That ain't my job, right? But he said, we didn't took him. He said, nah, we don't pay for travel and we don't do this. And we took him off the show. I'm like, he's straight about his business, right?
He said, good shit, man.
He said, we didn't took him off the show. And if he in town another time, y'all hook up with us. And I'm like, ooh, that's game. No. Y'all better hear me. You know what I'm saying? From the bottom to the top. I'm like, ooh, keeping expenses down. You feel me? If you don't know who you are and you don't know who they are, then, hey, we see you when we see you. Yeah. You know, so I'm like, man, that's keeping expenses down. So then when I'm coming in, I'm coming in town.
He said,
hey, I love him already. And he looked like my nephew. He say, well, OG, anything we can help you with, let me know. Shit, I asked for something else. He said, we don't do that, OG.
Still
and then
here.
Again, keeping costs down because I said, well, can you send me a ride or something? Yeah, I said a ride. Can you send me a ride? So I'm just messing with him now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, send me a ride. I already got the Uber ready. Feel me? He say, well, normally we don't send rides. And is there another way? And the first thing clicked in my brain, because when you send somebody out, you don't really know them people. You don't know what you're going to get involved in. So that's drama. It might be drama. Like when I got here, the lady told me somebody, Uber, had passed her some weed to pass off. So it's all kind of stuff, man, that, you know what I'm saying, I love how y'all function. You feel me? As a family. When I walked in, there wasn't no mugging and none of that. Everybody, there's blunts everywhere. Thank God. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a contact if nothing else up in this B.I. You know, so, like I said, I felt right at home, yeah, man. Yeah. So, you know.
We want you to, bro.
Man. But it didn't shift it up, baby.
Yeah. Dad, I had
you
no
know,
idea.
I always say, We call it gang, but we don't even know the plays. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know, we've been raised and raped and our culture been manipulated and stole and told all kind of stuff that ain't even us. Right. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting here today at 60, like saying, damn, I gotta say it out loud. I made it. You feel me?
Yeah.
From the gunshots, from you know, they be wanting to kill the pimpers, you feel me? And I had contracts on my life. You know what I'm talking about? Because I was
from
a
other
little
pimps
baby.
Or just from the street shit?
Yeah. We'll say that again.
From other pimps or just on some street shit?
Nah, it was always the PIs and other pimp shit and other, you know, robbers of the gang. You know, folks, you know, especially our culture, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know who you are and you see somebody else shining and whatnot, we've been taught that crab's in the barrel. Right. And see, and then at the time, I was young, you know what I'm saying?
Flashy.
Man ain't got a bad mouth and fight fast. So I didn't even know I was creating that energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm running around 5, 6, 7. I was 9 deep at, you know, 17.
That's what I was just about to ask you. When you go from starting out with 2 to becoming Frank the Bank,
man, I was Frank the Bank when I had the 2, though.
You said Pony Express?
Yeah, I was a dancer, Pony Express, Playboy Smith, and then I went to Frank the Bank. Okay. I didn't name myself. The streets, let's be clear.
The streets already been told us that you had long money.
You know what I'm saying?
And you at a very young age.
I knew how to save. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure to tell you, I had the briefcase and whatnot. Wasn't no weed in there. Wasn't no money in there. It was my work assignments. You know, other people carried backpacks. I had a briefcase, you know, but I was always stacking. I would leave at lunchtime, go to the bank, you know what I'm saying, put my little chips up and whatnot. My grandfather, you know, back in the day when, you know, men didn't tell you that they loved you or we didn't get them hugs, you know what I'm saying? You just were supposed to know. He would do his due diligence, pay the bills and whatnot, and I was supposed to know. But every now and then, I'd quiz him, talk to him, and, you know, pick it up out of him. But I made sure, as I became a dad, I did that.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Going from living the street life and, you know, pimping, mm-hmm. PI, all that, to being a father of girls,
as the old folks would say, child.
what kind of game Ooh. have you been giving your daughters throughout their life?
Hey man, shout out to all my daughters, fabulous. I got a daughter named Fabulous. I got a daughter named Fantastic, and I got a daughter named Essence.
I thought you was about to say Amazing. I was like, boy.
And then I got my little Juju Bear. You know what I'm saying? My daughters, bro, they be like at my helmet. You know what I'm saying? Especially Fabulous and Fantastic. They think they me. You know, and that's too much me up in one house. You know what I'm talking about? But the parenting thing, man, it shifted the game. It shifted my mental because I looked at how, you know, the Most High gave me girls first. You feel me?
Right.
So I ain't crazy. You know, I was raised right. So I seen the message.
Right.
So I made sure, you know, they seen me opening doors and so on and so forth. I opened their doors, you know, from a young age. And I always had that maternal thing, DNA inside me.
Right.
My baby brother, shout out Zoe, I used to get up with him in the wee hours, change his diaper and feed him his bottle for my mama. She sleep.
then I get up and go to school. So I was already built in with that parental guidance thing. And when the game shifted on me and I retired. You know what I'm saying? And the game didn't smother me out and make me quit. You know, and as y'all can see, I still get it.
Right.
You feel me? But I retired because to me it was a young man's game, and my grandmama prayers, Verna Nelson, rest in peace, man, she prayed over a brother real tough to whereas when I got to that certain part after coming up out of prison, I knew. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Most of y'all can hear y'all spirit woman and man speak to you. And it was like, it's over. I want you to do this. I was traumatized, right?
Really?
Straight, yeah, man, I didn't know nothing else. And you know, my ex-bottom girl, rest in peace, Donna Bates, she was warning me and letting me know, Bank, the game has changed. It's not like what it used to be. And you know, y'all don't know if y'all remember Pimpin' Pierre, Crooked Mouth Pimpin' Pierre out of Oakland. You know, he come visit me and whatnot. And at the time, Hammer was tearing up stuff. And I'm down there in Vegas, in prison in Vegas, man. And it was just so much that was coming in and out of my psyche. So by the time I got home, and then I ended up with kids, like, that shit just like, wow, this is real. Like walking to the store with my daughter that I didn't know, and she heard so much, and I'm walking, and everybody pulling up on Foothill, honking or whatnot. Bank you out, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now she's scared. I'm like, damn, this what this look like? My daughter's scared of me? She's scared to be with me because of all she done heard about me. She don't know. So when I took her back home, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't even see her for a couple of weeks. Because then you got the religious part of life, and they're, oh, well, we don't want you to be out with your dad no more and all that. So it was traumatizing, bro. You know, just to know that you got a loved one you can't be with because of choices that was put upon you. Because when I walked outside my door, I didn't see doctors and lawyers. I seen pimps, hoes, dope dealers, gangsters, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I became a part of my environment. And I took it on wholeheartedly because in Oakland, you can't play. If you're gonna be about it, you gotta be about it, bro. Or you're gonna be another one in an obituary. So I really pressed in at a young age. And you asked about how did I end up nine deep. I had the five that just wouldn't go nowhere. That was just like my family. I created a family at a young age. Shout out to David, Bishop David Hartfield. He said one time he had seen me at, cause like in the daytime, I was a kid. And at nighttime, you feel me? They say freaks come out at night. I'm at work. But in the daytime, I'm at the carnivals, I'm at movies. You feel me? I'm doing kid shit. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? But at night, we had to go get it. And I was the type that I would name all my ladies. I would change their name and give them my name, and then I'd tattoo Bank. You know, put the Bank on the end. And that was to create a family because I was broken. I didn't know I was broken. I didn't know I was suffering from lack of direction in the household. So I knew I wanted to create something that was mine, something that was whole. So that's where that anger came out. Like, if you mess with one of mine, I'm gonna make you touch everything. That's, you know, like Pac said, I'm gonna make you reach. That was my mentality. So I passed it on to my women. So in Oakland, the street Brockhurst, because it started with a B, couldn't nobody work on there but my people. And if you try to, you're finna get, you know what I mean? I had to make an example out of you. That's the mentality. That's why I say, I didn't know I was broken. I didn't know I was hurt. The anger came out in the game. You feel me?
Right.
But it was just also my protection. That's right. How I was able to move and groove. That's how I was able to send two over here, send two over there. And one thing about being deep, like a lot of people think that, you know, you gotta pay or you got, nah, you know, all that, what I wanna say, compromising and let's make a deal. Nah, you just gotta keep it real. Whatever you doing, just like I said about the producer, he kept it real. He told me what it was, that's what it was.
Right.
And that's what it
right.
is.
And you feel me? You go.
Right, right. Right, straight up. And that's what it is. And that's what I live by, even today. That's what I stand for. That's what I live by. And I wasn't a gorilla pimp. I was never, let me clarify this, I was never in the game because I didn't like women. My mama did something to me wrong or all that. No, I liked the money. I liked the women. I liked the dressing, and I liked it to be able to travel.
Right.
That gave me the opportunity to do all that. And I love game. You know, I love game, whether it be basketball, baseball, volleyball, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? Just the art of the mind, that was a turn on for me.
OG, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You OG Frank DeBake.
Yes, sir.
Who your OGs from the town?
Oh, man. Shout out Gangsta Brown. You feel me? And I, Buddy Bozier. I was always the one, I was a baby, but I was always with the older P's, like Kenny Winston. Like, y'all might not even know some of these names.
That's why we wanted him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Kenny Winston, you know what I'm saying? He was a straight P. And when I say straight P's, these brothers, that's what all they did was eat, sleep, and drink it. You know what I mean? And, like, always had something to tell you, you know, right. About the game and about life. You know, I would see them reading books. And, you know, they was, you know, nails was done. And you know what I'm talking about? Taking care of themselves, but they also took care of their game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Gangsta Brown, you know, that was one Short said. That was his hero. Gangsta Brown is a businessman. You feel me? And he is his name, Gangsta Brown. What's up, G? He a fool. Straight up.
Gangsta Brown story.
Man. Who went? We got a couple of them, but the one was over a female fantastic. And we both, like, we had been hanging out. And Gangsta Brown, you know, Gangsta, I'm gonna tell on you just a little bit, all right? Gangsta the type, everybody gonna like him. He just got that kind of personality. You gonna like him. And he knows how to make you like him if he wants something from you. I said it. If he wants something from you, he gonna zero in on you and he gonna give you some game, but he gaming on you. And I knew it. You know, game recognized game, you feel me? But I liked him, but he liked me too, you feel me? So we would vibrate, but I wouldn't close my eyes on that Negro. You know what I'm talking about? So it was one of the times over there in San Francisco, and my buddy, Bobby Scarborough, shouts out to him, rest in peace. He got took out, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know, we about 50-50 up in here. Cause us high yellow brothers, we get it bad. I heard a brother preaching, talking about dark skin, what they go through and whatever. I was like, let me let him know about us karma. We go through a lot, right? They killed my brother cause he was light skinned and had a bunch of hookers, man. You know, didn't like him, called him a pretty boy and all this old stuff. And Bobby was a good brother. He sang and whatnot. Me and GB, Gangsta Brown, we really loved that brother. And he had about 5 girls when he left. And Bobby didn't have no, you know, he had top notches. So it was a couple of them that I got the money after he checked out. And then it was fantastic. And Gangsta Brown had already been at her. You know, and he had been doing what he had been doing, so I eased over there and, you know, I got mine in. But Gangsta already had me whooped. You know, I sent her, but he ended up intercepting and everything. You know what I'm saying? He come up and, you know, and then he locked the door down where I couldn't even get in. I couldn't make a phone call to her. Nothing. Shut me down. You know what I'm talking about? And yeah, man, you know. And it was another incident over there in San Francisco where I come up with a white girl. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, I'm leaking. You know what I'm saying? I'm messing with that dope now, but I still had to. Every time I put the pipe down, I'm a bad mother when I come up from recovery. You know what I'm talking about? I put that thing down, stop tripping. I'm back out on. Hey, I'm not lying to you. I'm saying it on Nationwide TV. Look here, man. I've messed around there in the game and was toe up from the floor up. If I had a hand grenade, I'd have blowed up. You feel me? But I was Pinto pimping, man, with 7 deep, man, and picking a green Pinto. Then I had a red Pinto, okay? And I put a bumper sticker on the back. Don't laugh. Your daughter may be in here. Hello. I'm just telling you about the craziness that I've been through, right?
Don't laugh.
So gangsters said, man, say, man, when you gonna pimp up about that Pinto, man? When you gonna pimp up about that Pinto? I said, man, shoot, it's working for me, baby. I ain't gotta pay no car note, and I'm 7 deep. What? Little did I know he had the white girl I had just come up with in the back of the limo. So he rolled down the window. He said, well, you ain't gonna need this one, is you? So, you know, but me and Gangsta, we never funked. We never, like, went after each other like they do these days. They want to kill you over, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the dollar bill and the wisdom of the game. It's not game no more. And the one part that I do have to say consciously now is I hated how, for me, when I came into it, it was game, and I told y'all why. Because I love women. I couldn't just be with one because they get on my nerves. For real, you know what I'm saying? Get on my nerves, bro.
That's what I'm gonna ask you. How did you deal with the multiple? How did that?
I'm better with numbers. Hey, look here. I'm a multitask king. You feel me? I'm better with numbers. You know, that's how even when I ended up as a single dad, I had 3 of them. I'm like, damn, the game had changed on me. You feel me? I took care of all 3 of my children. I took them with me. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm just better with numbers, man. How to multitask with them and to be totally honest with you. When you got more, they do more. Because they know, you know what I'm saying? If I don't take care of the business, she might. You feel me? And the queens that's in here, y'all know y'all competitive. You know, you could be out with your girl, man, and walk by. Your girl know your flavor. And if you walk by another female that look like something that she might think you like, oh, when you get to the car, she gonna tell you, yeah, you see her red toenails, you see that thing on her. I'm like, how you see all that? So they very competitive. You feel me? So I zeroed in off that, you know what I mean? And I always listened to them. I was a therapist, even as a child. I'd listen to what you have to say. It's very important to listen to people because they gonna tell you, you feel me? And that's why I have to say it now, that it's a difference because the game is being played on us. Now they call it trafficking. They call it trafficking. And when I was coming up, I was like, well, it ain't nothing. So what if I go to jail? Pimpin' and pantin' ain't but nothing but a misdemeanor. I'm gonna get some probation. That's how my mindset was as a kid. You feel me? And that's what it was. But these folks been doing this before our time. And the senators, the presidents, and all them golf course men, they gonna still have their entertainment. But the coldest part about it now, where I'm convicted, like I said, I got a son that's in the game. I could walk on any walks of life because I don't judge folks. Because I don't know your story. I don't know what you've been through to get to. You feel me? But what I have to do is speak on it consciously. That in Oakland, 400, y'all, black men and boys are missing. Missing. 558 or something like that, females. My culture. So we being raped, robbed, stole, and sold. So today, as I sit on this couch, doing my best not to get emotional about my folks, he said, my people perish from the lack of knowledge. So I can't just sit on this couch and pop it and don't tell y'all 40 to 50% of the trafficking, human trafficking, is our culture. We the ones still being enslaved. And now that I wear this crown, when I see my sisters, y'all hear the tremble in my voice, right? I'm getting there. Now, when I see my sisters and whatnot, I see queens. You know what I'm saying? I don't see a dollar bill. I don't see somebody I'm going after. I see my mother, my auntie, my grandmama. But I had to get here. But a lot of my young G's, they ain't there and they ain't thinking about it like that. And they up in it and they get more money than we used to get. But the time that they want to give them, 20 and 30 years, and they don't even know the game. You feel me? And then my sisters, it's more kidnapping going on than what it used to be, right? You know, and they kidnapping them, taking them, and selling them off. They, you know, you look up, they, you don't see them no more. You're like, damn, what you mean she gone? I didn't been a part of walking the streets now, you know, advocating against sex trafficking. You know, I'm an ambassador against sex trafficking now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I went through all the classes and whatnot, you know, ironically, in San Rafael. Shouts out to my kings in San Rafael. I'm a part of a king movement in Marin City. Millionaire Dr. Jermaine Reynolds, he told me to give him a shout out tonight. There it is. But my granddaddy, you know, that was, San Rafael was one of the first places that I heard. My granddaddy, you know, he was tricking over there. He worked over there, but he get him a little, my grandmama busted on him, you know what I'm saying? He got him a little doobie-doo over there, right? So I look up and I'm asked to come and speak over in San Rafael. DA, police, everybody, you know what I mean? I walk up in there in my army fatigue and I got choked up, man. I'm like, damn, this legacy. I made it to be a part of something good. You know what I mean? I don't never criticize nobody or judge nobody or say nothing about the start off, but I looked up where I was at. And I was in a room full of, I call it them, so I'm gonna call it them again. Them. You know, the DAs, judges, and the sheriffs and all that. They, you know, they had the front row. They looking at me like, wonder what he's finna say. What does he have to say? And I didn't let them intimidate me because I had a message. But how many of y'all know that I was embarrassed? Because when I come up, it was game. Now I'm going out speaking and teaching, and it ain't game. It's insanity and it's slavery. But how do you tell youngsters that's getting 20 and 30 racks a month that this gonna lead you to somewhere you ain't gonna be able to enjoy that money? And also, it's a booby trap. It's called game for a reason. And we the ones getting played.
Right.
You know, we the most consumers, we buy the most, we spend the most money, but we don't own shit, man. We had FUBU for a minute. You feel me? So I'm hoping, you know, the South, 85 South, I'm seeing the gear and whatnot to go a long ways, right? But I'm gonna get back to that in San Rafael where I got a chance to speak. I was embarrassed because I'm standing there and they waiting for me to, you know, I felt like the energy in the room was like, what does he have to say? You know, what is this? And I have to keep that energy down that it's because of y'all aspirins that I'm here. Y'all keep raising these little Tommies that's going to the school shooting up everything and whatnot because y'all want to give them all the privacy, but then y'all want to tell us how to raise our children. So I had to, you know, keep the balance and bring the message. And by the time I got done, man, they was, you know, grateful that I came through. But the embarrassing part to it was the numbers of how many men and women are enslaved and just taken right from up underneath the families. And it's people that look like us all day, every day. And they get away. You know, they do some stuff. What was that boy's name? I know we ain't supposed to say names on the show and whatnot, but Charlie, two dads or whatever. Man, he done touched on everything and did everything on the set and still got paid. Matter of fact, what's a goofy name right now, Lil Chucky? What y'all call him? President? They still call that Negro president. Trump.
Oh. Salute to Trump.
I got to get Trump his props. He Trump every day. He's straight Trump every day. He'll tell you.
You called him Lil Chucky.
Look at him. Look at him, though. Don't he look like Lil Chucky, though, man? Hey, look here. Y'all mess with Trump, he going to tell you. Y'all, they telling y'all fake news anyway. Trump gonna keep it real when y'all bust on him. He gonna tell on everybody, right? He gonna tell everything. You know what I'm saying? But being honest, man, you know what I mean? It's set up for us to fail. You know, so that was the other reason that I say, well, shoot, I'm spoiled there, but I ain't pimping no more. They asking me to come. I got to be grateful somebody want to hear my mouth.
Right.
You feel me? And somebody that's coming up and doing stuff and got atmosphere and an audience to people that's listening. See, I ain't crazy. You know what I mean? And this money, I don't spend money. I exchange it. So I didn't go in the Rolodex and pull up one of my ex-women to get the money to get here. Come on, y'all. I got here out of my pocket, and I'm blessed to be here. You feel me?
Right, right.
So I said that to say, man, to the youngsters that's out there, man, I'm a financial educator now. I'm helping people know how to spend their money and put their money in the right places, because there's a lot of stuff we do not know. Because we don't read. Let me speak for me first. I wasn't reading the fine print. I'm buying cars and all this stuff and not looking at, you know, the percentage rate and this, that, and other. It's a lot of stuff that we don't look at because we just want what we want. Am I the only one guilty of that?
No, a lot of us do that.
Man, a lot of us.
A lot of us.
And the thing, when you asked me about the parents, do you know I ended up driving Uber? Yeah, man, when you become a real parent, and I was a single dad, I'm so gang goofy about mine. When I left the woman, the kids had to come with me. Can't a woman just raise my kids? I'm crazy, so you know what my kids is. And I wouldn't even put that kind of pressure on them. But so I asked.
You got 5 stars too, dude.
Huh?
You got 5 stars in the driving room.
You better get you there, man. Look here, man. You better get to the bitch, man. You better pull up, man. I'm telling you, man.
Just sit back, relax, understand me.
You know what I'm talking about, man.
You probably know all the streets. Yeah, nigga, all the gang. Hey, man, don't be out here after 2, nigga.
Oh, man. But I tell you this, the conversations are different. When you pick them up, because I was working in San Francisco, right? When you pick them up in that other culture, our European family, I call them the vanilla beans, their conversation is totally different from ours. They're taught at the breakfast table to expect to get that $1 million deal. They're taught at the table, well, Jeffrey, Joey's dad is working down there and he's gonna set you up. He don't know nothing about the business, but he finna be set up.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's the business.
Come on.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping tonight that somebody catch out of my vocabulary. When Short talked about us protecting the bag, we the bag, man. We the bag. We always been the bag. We just didn't know it. And then instead of being scared of somebody gonna take something from you, give it. Give it. And watch how it come back. Well, you ain't even expecting it. And that's the other thing that we don't really recognize, the power in giving. You can get more back by giving. Like I told my brother when we first rolled up, I said, man, I don't even get traumatized by road rage or nothing. He asked me, how was Atlanta treating me? I said, shit, that's how I'm treating Atlanta. You see, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Wherever I go, man, I gotta keep a smile on my face. I gotta keep my energy up. You know what I mean? Because I'm grateful to be here. Because I did tell y'all, 13 different prisons, 9 different county jails, 4 attempts on my life, 16 years in and out of crack. Insane in the membrane.
Damn.
Yeah, man, come on now. I'm talking about, I didn't smoke with, you know, some of the, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, up in that Hollywood. Man, can I tell on me? Man, look here. This is the crazy part about them drugs, man. How you gonna hop a barbed wire fence to get some dope? A barbed wire fence with some gator boots on. I got a tailor-made leather and mink suit with the mink on. And I hopped a barbed wire fence to get some dope. I can laugh about it now, you know what I'm talking about? But y'all know when I was in my regular mind, how much I spent just on that gear, right? and how I felt encouraged and, oh, I'm gonna be sharp when I put this on. But then I took a hit of that budget that they brought out to us, and it did something to my mind. It was trying to take me up out of here. Well, I'm hopping a barbed wire fence, man, to go get some drugs. Matter of fact, I know ain't none of y'all did it before, but I'm talking about back in the day, it was like you had to call the cab, you know, because I didn't want to drive and be tweaking. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like every car is the police. They finna come get me. I'm just telling on me. You know what I'm saying? Too Short says freaky tales, okay? So I'm going to tell on me. I'm talking about, man, calling the number, calling somebody to pick. Man, take my money. Like, dude telling me, man, I'm on freeze right now. I got to work. Man, go on, pull something out of it. I don't care where you get it from. Just get it. That's a cold place to be, my brother. And right now, I'm telling you, the Most High is so cool with me. It didn't shift it around. I work for BACS, Bay Area Community Services. I'm out in the trenches. I work in the streets of Oakland. I'm out there feeding the homeless. I ain't scared of them. I don't worry about the smells. I'm a part of three generations. My age, now they kids, and they kids' kids. And God didn't put me in a position where I'm giving housing to them off somebody else's money. I'm still getting it back. You feel me? I'm using the grants, whatever I can use, to take mine up off the street.
Most definitely.
But then I go a step further with them. Because it's one thing to come up off the street being homeless, but now you got to learn some education. You got to know you can't be bringing Jimmy in all the time, because it's your spot. Jimmy ain't going to treat your spot the way he would treat his, because he ain't got one yet. So it's a lot of stuff that we have to teach them how to just live normal life again.
Right.
And unfortunately, I see a lot of that goes through the cracks. But I be down, 10 toes down, man, to take care of the community, not trying to put everything on my shoulders. But I know I'm here for a reason and a purpose. And it's more me and my people that I see that's out there. And I hate it when I see a grown man pushing a damn baby basket. What the hell they start that? But they take all their belongings and whatnot, and they put it in a basket, and they pushing it. Then, you know, so if I can go by and sprinkle them and bring some more life back to them, I'll just break the bank, man, I remember. And sometimes they come back. And if I can just give me a spark, then I got something to work with. Because I'm really about this here. You feel me? I'm really about this here, man. I'm really about lacing my brother's boots so they can catch up to this game that's being played on us. And that's why I'm here tonight. I really came at Strength to Bang, but I came to see my family.
Right.
I came to be a blessing to somebody in the audience, you know? Yeah. Straight up.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And that's exactly why I wanted you to come through here, man. Yeah, man. It was just hearing about who you are and knowing your story, man. It's just amazing.
And to see where it took you, man. You know that journey.
Man. Yeah, man. And where you going to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's beyond here.
Yeah, man. So we wanted to bring you on the platform and give you flowers, man, and let you know it's love and respect. And just hearing the things that you've done in your life is just amazing, man, and it's just dope to be able to sit here and hear straight from you.
And do you know they talk about us like we deadbeat dads and whatnot. You know, when I go to the laundromat, I see more men than women in there, especially our culture. Most of my brothers in here, y'all didn't been there. We took care of your little cousin, your little nephew, your little niece, or whatever, walked them to the store, whatever. I feel the flavor that's in the building. We don't get credit for that, so we got to give it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we got to bless these babies. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get credit for what you're supposed to do.
Nope.
They say black fathers spend more time with their kids than any other race, but they don't ever talk about it.
They're not supposed to.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to. Yeah. Why would I tell y'all doing good when I'm already intimidated by you?
Right.
You feel me?
Right. Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. We got to stop looking at the race card. The race card is real, but let's win the race.
We got to start looking at the face card.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. The face card is you. You got to face you. Like I told y'all and laugh with you about the demons I had to face within me.
You think the streets gave you PTSD?
Hell no. Nah. That's too many damn alphabets. What that mean?
Post-traumatic stress.
Hang on.
He heard STD and was like, the streets ain't gave me shit.
I ain't get shit from the street.
I wasn't out here like that. I did a little drug, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
It was lame, baby. Hey. Did a little drugs, ain't never get nothing though.
Nah, I can't even sell out like that. I remember being at school and hearing the teachers talk about somebody else, and they would call their parents and talk about Riddler or something to make them calm down.
Talking about he
too active or whatever. I was like, don't call Sharon Smith because she gonna my mom don't play that. Talking about, oh, he too hyper, he too this. Oh, okay, just leave his little ass right there in that office. I'll be there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I go back where they used to whoop you. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I had to even bring that into a thing. Shout out to Village Connect. We were sitting at the Village one time, chopping it up men on Fridays, and we was laughing about how the mamas used to tell us to go out go get the switch. Y'all remember that?
Hell yeah.
Like, cause I couldn't understand why my mama had to whoop me with an extension cord.
And my grandma.
My mama whooped my initials on my leg one day. How the hell you do that? I had an F and L that's on my leg, right? And my mama Sharon Smith, rest in peace, I love you, girl. Hey, if you mess around and block that belt, try to block it, you know what I'm talking about? And you hit her hand. Oh, man, Sharon, for the put them things up. You trying to hit me? You want to? No, woman, I just want you off me. Right? Sharon put them things up, right?
Then tell everybody in the family.
Yeah, the little motherfucker tried to fight me, too. You know what I'm saying?
So I was trying to keep him getting hit in the goddamn face.
Right? And then that, it hurt me.
So you trying to fight your mama?
Put your hands down. You ain't even got your fist balled up. Put your hands down.
I got one better for you. Hush up. Hush up. I'm crying. This thing hurt. Yeah. They tell you shut up before I give you something to cry for. Y'all remember that one? I ain't the only one to go back that far, right?
Right.
So I remember sitting at the table and we chopping it up about that. And I'm like, man, this ain't funny. Because they did what they were taught. Mm-hmm. Master told them to go get the switch and whatnot. Y'all remember the movie they didn't want it to come out too much, Birth of a Nation. Mm-hmm. Anybody remember that one?
Yeah.
They had so much knowledge up in there that to see.
In that term.
Yeah. Some of y'all are gonna get mad at me, but y'all watching the show, so leave me alone. The Christians was taught what to preach. And they did that because they wanted to keep them in slavery. And at a time in the Union, I guess they started acting out or feeling some type of way. They didn't want to whatever. So them Gilmos got in and said, yeah, I know your boy know how to read. Now, remember, they used to hang us, cut us, whatever, for reading, right? But they would pick certain ones, and they picked the scriptures that you read only. You better not read nothing else. And the boy Nat Turner, he was like, enough is enough. And he started reading the other part of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, we ain't taking this no more. And they stood up. So when we sitting there at the table, we chopping it up about how our mamas used to whoop us and whatnot, just my spirit, man, came alive. He was like, this ain't funny. Your parents did what they were taught. Because if y'all watch the movie, when the woman told the lady, she say, I hear your son is really a good reader. She's like, oh, I'll take a switch to him. I'll beat him. She's like, oh, no, you ain't got to do nothing. We gonna take him from you. We gonna put him in the house now so he can learn to read more because we gonna teach him. Mm-hmm. They just took her child. And back then, that's the way it was, that we would easily be taken from our own. So right now, in this day and time of 2023, if you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for anything. And if you don't know your history, you don't know where you come from, then how somebody gonna tell you what to do? Because you ain't hearing. So we, as a culture, we got to go in and do a little research. Like you say, you had to search me out. You had to put your, you know, them Buddy Bazier glasses on and make it do what it do.
Friend.
Because I wasn't out there that reputable no more. I stopped going to the players' balls and all that. They would call me, you know what I'm saying, man, move, because I'm a competitor. So ain't no sense of me going, and I got a slick mouth. I'm watching, move, he ain't pimping. I almost got cell phones, and I'm like, you know, I got issues. So you know, I stopped doing all that. I retired in 1990. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm done. That's good. I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 14 deep, baby. You know what I'm saying? And then, man, I just, my spirit, man, was like, it's time to grow up.
Right.
You know, now it's, man, they was all asking me, what you gonna do? How you just gonna leave all this? At the time, I had like 4 or 5 cars, and I didn't know, but it was my faith. You know, that little boy in me that I'm working with now, because I'm going to flip y'all on something. You know, I go through trimesters. If you don't get in contact with the little boy in you, I'm speaking to the kings, then how you going to deal with the man? Y'all ever pouted in your relationship? Don't say nothing. Just look at me like I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? You and your woman and got into it. You playing mad. You going through it. Whatever. I'm an actor too. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't ran out the house, got in the car and all that, drive down the street, hoping she texts me. Whatever. I ain't gonna answer, but I just want to see it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just talking about me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sitting at a green light and say, go, Frank. And I'm sitting here tripping off of the little boy stuff that I done went through with mama back at the house, you know? So I'm just like, man, okay, so this thing is real. It's trimesters in life, especially for us males.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to educate ourselves about who we are and our triggers, you know, because we all got triggers. Like, I used to really have issues with people telling me what to do in public. You didn't know me, don't tell me what to do. Then I had to look up and witness it on my children. My children was like that, bruh. You feel me? I see them acting out like, you can't tell them nothing. I'm like, dang, they got that from me, that's me. And I had to witness it at the airport last year. The man was just doing his job. And he's strolling by with the garbage can and whoop, 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 and then he gonna ask me to move. I'm like, what you mean move? Me, all that room over there, you move. He at work. I'm in there, you know, with my kids, crown, got a crown on too. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, Frank, you got issues still. So that's when I start doing the detoxing on me. You know, and understanding me more about my personality.
Right.
You feel me? About the stuff I go through. And then if I'm going through it, who else I'm taking with me? And my wife, shouts out to my queen. Boy, she really pushed the king and me up. As the old folks would say, I got a gooder. Okay? I didn't even know they still made them like this.
Word.
Woo! Sexy and talented and a beast. Got my back on every level and continues every day to push the king in me to rise up higher. You know, not with all that, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't go through that. I got it peaceful. Every now and then I might have to, hey mama, I am the elder. I'm older than you. You know what I mean? But other than that, man, a blessed woman, man, and I'm grateful for her. And it helps.
Yeah.
To be able to see yourself. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all know, y'all know this one is special, right? Not special Ed, neither, you know what I mean? Like, this one here is really special. I love everybody that's in the room, but it's funny that you looked for me because when I first seen the show, your energy, we connected. I'm like, that brother different.
Word.
You feel me? That brother different, man, so. The producer looked like my nephew. You know, my nephew is my nephew in Minnesota. You feel me? He ain't got no, I don't know if they cloned or what,
same
but you know what I'm saying? You know, he just greeted me. When he greeted me, it was so much love that was there, you know, from the first time, you know, after we got off the phone and seen each other face to face, you know. It's just love, and we need more of that. What y'all doing, man, is powerful, man. And I told you I was going to speak on it. Let me get this list out before I forget everybody. Y'all please, in Oakland, California, on MacArthur, y'all go up to 2020 MacArthur Boulevard. Y'all get some of that Kimmy Fresh food, okay? I had to get that shot in there. I had to get that plug in there, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know we doing game, recognized game. Shots out to Paps, shots out to Picks. Y'all gonna give us the money to go out and bless these youth, these kids. We gonna go around. Me and Paps, he used to be MC Hammer's choreographer. I don't know how he taught Hammer the moves, but he used to teach Hammer how to dance and manage with Hammer. Me and him hooking up, you know what I mean? We doing the game recognized game, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take the game and sprinkle the youth, you know, because a lot of the young children.
Mr. Fab doing that.
Yeah, Mr. Fab, shouts out to Fab. He's doing Thug Therapy. Yeah. Next October the 4th, we're going to be in the ballroom. And somebody was like, well, man, you know, Mr. Fab, he got a bunch of people and a bunch of men there, but they ain't got no direction. Let me say something to that. Anytime you can get 100 men together and there's no fighting, there's direction. 100 men. Now, the last time we had 150, I haven't been there yet, but last time it was 150 men that looked like me. And what Mr. Fab is doing is allowing us to have a space to come together with our wounds. Y'all know how it is, you know what I'm saying? I think we're the only culture that really do this. It'd be sometimes, you know, people, another man look at you and look at you in the face. First thing, what you looking at? We've been traumatized. You know what I'm saying? And don't nobody really want to talk about truth because we too busy being cool. But back in the day, you was not allowed to look another man in the face. They beat us down or whatever. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our triggers come from somewhere. You feel me? Yeah. Like I had to do my research while I was scared of height. Well, I found out they used to take us up on after they called it buck effing. They take us from our family and screw us in front of our family and then throw us off the cliffs. Now this is real. This is stuff that happened and we become so normalized and normal to all, oh gee, I just got to get mine. We don't want to hear the history because the history hurts. And it sounds some type of way and we don't want to identify with that. And the first thing, a lot of times people say, well, you using that N-word. No, it's not an N-word, it's called nigger. And we done took it and sprinkled that bad boy and changed it up. It ain't what it used to be. Well, our ancestors died over that. No, our ancestors died over a lot of stuff that they didn't know. Some of the moves they made was not cool. Like when we had a black community, they still wanted to ride the bus with masks of kids and whatnot. Come on, so it gets deep. It gets deep. And there's a lot of stuff that until we sit at the table, like what Mr. Fab is doing, until we sit down and really talk about it and go around and around and it hurt, and then we vomit up some of that pain, we're gonna keep spinning around, man.
Right.
So I really salute what Mr. Fab is doing. Next one he's doing is October the 4th. I think it's from 6 to 9. Yeah, at the California Room. You know, Oakland's standing up. You know, we're rebuilding. Unfortunately, it's a lot of crime, like I told you. We done messed around and let it get away from us. Now the Asians or whatever is running it, but they running taking care of theirs. It's a reason why there's been so many different police chiefs and whatnot. So again, this is that part of me that, you know, I can't come on the show and sit here and don't.
No, you feel me? You right.
I gotta be honest and, you know, be real with what I see every day. But I know just by being in this room, when he took me over there, he showed me that other part. I seen the creativity. I seen this part over there. I'm like, man, they own it. They own it.
Literally.
Man, come on. Brilliance. Brilliance, and just think of, just keep going. Yep. Different cities, different exactly. Whatever. And it ain't like if somebody else start one, y'all gonna lose nothing. And that's the mentality that we have to understand. We move, what was it, the Warriors say we're stronger together? Stronger with numbers?
Strength in numbers. Most definitely.
You know?
OG. Uncle Frank the Tank.
It's Frank the Bank, baby. Like, don't play with my name.
Hey.
Fucking with you, G.
Hey, check this out.
He ain't put nothing wrong,
dude. No, he ain't getting nothing wrong.
Nah, you know I know.
He ain't getting nothing wrong. And you know, it wouldn't be right if I didn't, you know, just say that in parenting, straight up in parenting, it's going to pull everything you got out of you. Especially you over 40. Because all that stuff they doing now and telling the kids they can go get their sex changed without talking to us. I'm mentoring at a school and they tell me this person is a furry.
A who? A furry.
Yeah, that's that California shit.
They doing it more in California. They got it in Wisconsin.
What I'm saying is, in the South, you don't really meet a whole lot of furries.
What y'all got? The emos, and
furries. That's the ones that like to put on the suit. The animal. They want to be an animal,
bruh.
They had a suit on at the school.
Like furry. And then one got the little hair and the whiskers and whatnot. The cats, and they don't use the bathroom and.
They use a litter box, stop it.
Come on, man. And this become the, and this is the, you know, a lot of them. And this is becoming.
He might know them.
Come on, that's good, though. You got to be educated.
I was on the road, comedy show, the hotel. A bunch of motherfuckers had their little outfit with their heads off. Found out it was a furry convention at the hotel I'm staying at.
And you see how that affects us? Up. Like, we look at that like, wait, what happened? What happened? Well, it started when they started when they took prayer out of school. And when they started saying that we couldn't discipline our children. It was all game. If we go all the way back to, y'all remember the movie Claudine? Anybody remember Claudine?
You know what's
okay.
Crazy?
What was his name? James Earl Jones was the garbage man.
Joe, ain't your mom in that movie? What movie she was in?
Oh. That just made me sound like an asshole.
That just
she was in a stage play or something, wasn't it? See, she was on TV.
And the
His
movie.
His mama was loaning from Good Time.
In the movie, on Good Time. Ooh, I had a crush on homegirl. Right. What was her name?
I'm just bullshit.
Man. But in the movie Claudine, James Earl Jones played the garbage man. And Diane Carroll. He was dating her. She was a single mom. But that was when they introduced us to what we thought we had came up was welfare. And we really bought that boy was the white dude, but a black president.
Damn. That's what Claudine's about. She leave James Earl Jones because she get on welfare.
I don't need you, garbage man.
Claudine, wait.
But that's what it caused, the separation. When welfare came out, then the women felt like, I got to hide you. I can't have you here while the worker coming. Now, right. James Earl Jones was
that's
a garbage man.
That's when we
all
became sad niggas, right
no,
there.
No, that's what Papa was, Rolling Stone. That's where that
Because Papa
up.
Had to keep it moving.
Come on, man.
Because he couldn't be over there because he was going to fuck the welfare.
But you got homegirl. You got homegirl down the street talking about, I've been looking at you, big boy. You feel me?
Rotate.
You feel me? It's simple stuff like that.
I got a family, but I can't stay there.
What that mean?
Well, it's... My baby mama's on the welfare.
See, everybody think Pop was tripping because he had that family across town. Shit, he couldn't be over there like that.
He couldn't be in the city limits.
And we created more life.
Damn.
On the move. So now you done started a whole nother life on the move.
And then you know our jobs take us wherever. You know,
and in the
then.
Beginning, they wasn't tripping on us paying back child support when the women was getting all them checks
right
twice a month.
And then they was frying them big pork chop sandwiches and shit. How you gonna not fall in love with these big, thick-ass women from Georgia? They making pork chops, these cobblers and shit, and all
times
of
night.
Yams.
All times of night.
That grease plate, this big-ass plate full of spaghetti and shit. Of course you about, you fool, you gonna fuck, spend the night. Have a big-ass baby. But you still going to Alabama to work on that railroad because your uncle got you that job.
Well, you got to fuck after eating all that food.
After eating all that food, you got to
hang. I'm tired. But it was all part of the setup. It was all part of the setup.
Most definitely.
Now, you know what I'm saying? You don't pay, you know, your driver's license, you know, so on and so forth. So it was all a part of their plan.
Right.
So we got to keep planning to do different, like what y'all doing, man. Keep succeeding what you do.
Hell yeah.
You know, straight up.
We own it.
I see it.
We own it. Well, we appreciate you stopping through it. It's your first time. Don't let it be the last. To God be the glory.
Yeah, man.
And if I missed anybody getting y'all shots out, y'all know who my tribe is. You
What's
know
your
who you
social
are.
Media so they can hit you in?
What am I under? OG Frank the Banker, lowercase OG Frank the Banker on Instagram. I'm on Street Reb on Facebook. When they let me in, they shut me down twice.
You must have been on there talking that shit.
Well, in the
now listen here, funky you know, bitch. Don't be in my comments.
No, I wasn't even doing that. It happened in the plannademic.
What to do?
It happened in the plannademic. Y'all heard me. I said plannademic.
He was on there going live. Don't you put know? That shit on your arm.
I still was out feeding. Because and when COVID-19 came out and they told everybody to stay in the house, I didn't get that message.
You was outside.
I stayed outside, man. You know,
and you was on Facebook going live. Yeah, y'all left the house.
I stayed. Me and my family, we stayed in the trenches. We stayed feeding folks and whatnot. I got all kind of hate mail. What kind of dad are you? I got your children out there. I ain't scared of death. And God didn't tell me to stay in the house. Man did. It's a plannedemic. Y'all, you been in science class? What they tell you to do with your project? You didn't go to school. They told you to label it. They told you to put a name on it and put it up. You remember now?
Yeah, most definitely.
So when you hear about these hurricanes and whatnot, you don't think it's planned? I ain't got a name to it, family. I just wanted to drop See? That one on you.
See?
Dang. So when they came out with COVID-19, and the people that write them checks told me, if I come to work, they're going to pay me an extra $1,000. And not only that, I went from driving 1 hour and 5 minutes to getting to work in 35. I said, keep them in the house. I'm staying out here and play. I didn't catch COVID because I wasn't scared of COVID.
That ain't why.
Why I didn't catch it.
Some people just can't get the shit.
And if you anything you think of and you fear, you're going to draw it to you, baby. Just like anything that you positively say, I'm going to make happen. You found me because you're positive mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe we draw what we believe. He said, as a man thinketh, so shall he be. The thoughts is a deep place. So I know I didn't catch COVID because I didn't want it. And I was being arrogant about it. I said, I wish a COVID would.
Oh, shit. Don't say that. Say that bitch spinning the block right now.
Hey, that was my mentality. You know what I'm saying? And that's why Facebook shut me down.
I know you was on there talking good shit.
But I stayed out. Hey, the people. Oh, let me ask you a question. How come the homeless people wasn't scared of COVID?
They got some shit worse than COVID. Or...
COVID, that's all. Oh, that's all y'all got.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you said it. You said it. You said it.
Yeah.
You said it.
Last week it was tuberculosis.
Right. You said it.
Something else.
You said it. They already up against everything, so right. COVID didn't scare them. They still had to live life.
Man, I ain't shit in 2 weeks. You think I give a fuck about COVID?
I wish I could get it.
And no disrespect to the loved ones that transitioned
from. Do it make you sleep because I'm tired, bitch.
Right.
I'm tired.
Yeah, no disrespect to those COVID. Who have lost members through COVID. No disrespect. You feel me?
Yeah, I lost some people to COVID.
I did too.
Yeah.
COVID but it was planned, and it is planned.
Yeah,
can I say this in closing?
Yeah.
How the hell, they didn't burn Hawaii. Now, y'all know they hit us in threes. They didn't burn Hawaii down. They didn't put a flood over there, and now they just did a hurricane. See, whenever...
They had a hurricane coming on the West Coast, and they don't even have hurricanes over there.
I'm just trying to told you. See, y'all think that...
Hurricanes supposed to be
black people
here.
Always got a conspiracy about the weather.
Now, you say this was the hottest summer they ever had.
Well, at the Super Bowl...
In the hurricane, in Chicago, and
the Cowboys, it had never snowed in New England.
Then it snowed in Florida.
I'm a true believer that they messing with it.
Some of that stuff, it don't be adding up now. Come on
it
now.
It add up.
Fire's supposed
it
to...
add up, but we supposed to be normally crazy. We ain't supposed to say,
Fire's
know.
Supposed to burn up everything. Everything that burns supposed to burn, right? Trees supposed to burn up. If the house burn up, the trees supposed to burn up, baby.
It's supposed to.
It's cold peace.
Cold peace. Like you said, they got it all planned out.
No, the trees was wet.
Mm-hmm. Don't start. This is a whole nother hour.
We wetted right? up the trees. We didn't have time to wet your house.
The trees moved that shit out the way. Hey. Fuck off, man. OG Frank the Bank, we appreciate you stopping through.
Bro, yes.
God be the glory.
Much love and success in your journey. 85 South Show. Frank the Bank.
Thank you.
Yeah. We out of here.
Hell yeah.
Huh?
Oh, we got to
oh,
give
oh, I got you yeah. some.
Got okay. you a gift pack, man.
I got you a gift pack.
Oh man, that's what it is.
85 South Show.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
up, let's get a flick.
Do what?
Yeah. And take a pic.
Okay.
Shoot. You wanna stand up?
Man, I ain't put a hat on in so long. I know yeah. I still yeah. twerk it, y'all. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.